where Lois Levy and the group that now called the Gecko stop Mariner Hotel Complex right there. And we're going to do the same with Light Rail. Thank you. Good to catch. She has worked so hard on this. She has her finger on every pulse. She was in the media again yesterday. Triple M.
Good morning, everybody. Hey. Just a little bit of an update. I put a media alert out yesterday and had an immediate response from Gold Coast Bulletin, and CFM and Triple M put it on air. They did an interview and was on air yesterday. I've asked for a copy of it because I was too busy to find it. That was recorded in the morning. We are still in meetings with the federal government. And that is where I really believe we can change things. And our lawyers are looking at other issues and working on those. It's going to take a little bit of time. So in the meantime, we need to keep up the public momentum and grow it. If each of us can bring three people next time, three times this is looking good, and we're getting close to the numbers where we can march at City Council. So we'll have a little bit more of a chat, and we're going to be organising another public forum. And anyone who hasn't registered, please do so. You can do it at the table behind or at the table at the other end at 7th Avenue, or Save Our Southern Gold Coast, sosgc.org.au, like the t-shirt this lady up front is wearing. If you hit the Get Involved button, scroll to the bottom, enter your details, and we can contact you really quickly with anything new that's coming up. So.
We've got your boobs, yeah.
Bring your neighbours, bring your friends. People need to understand what the facts are. People believe, and through some of the media outlets, through our government, through our Gold Coast City Council, they would have you believe it's a done deal. I can tell you, it is not a done deal, and we are going to be in this to win it.
Yes.
So, go.
Seventh Avenue, we will congregate again. And there might be a few more words spoken. Of course, from there you'll have the choice either to continue walking up the Calabunja Creek or to return here, or as you please, copy in the local area.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me or recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. My pony plays the bamba. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city.
I'm currently in Burley, but I am from North Bondi Surf Club, which I joined in 1996. So I've come to put wind in your sails, because they tried to put a train station from Bondi Junction down to Bondi Beach, and we got enough people together with the media, and we ended up stopping it. And we ended up getting a skate park there, which was for the highest good of the community, for the youth and for the future, and it's been there, 26 years later. So I do yoga here in Palm Beach. As I said, I'm from 4th Avenue, Burley. They're going for my street. They want to change the park. Yeah,
keep their habitat alive. And yeah, I love this area, it's an eco community, so let's keep it that way.
Yay! Well done, Sue.
Thank you, Sue, that's fantastic. And yes, just keep talking to people. I had a fellow who joined us today, I think he had a young child who was just falling off to sleep, and I think he's headed off straight away. But I met him at my favourite coffee shop yesterday, and he's here today.
Okay, I'm not going to talk for very long because I know everybody is hot and sweaty. Well, at least I'm bigger. I'm hot and sweaty. Phil was talking about how to change people's minds. I wanted to put something to you. We've been presenting to TMR with Mark Bailey, with the office that's here, for TMR up in Southport, and we're moving with the times and moving with newer technologies. Why are they not moving with the times and the new technology? This is a really key question, because they are wanting to ram the tram down the Gold Coast Highway, and it's not in the interest of rapid transport. It was voted RTS initially, Rapid Transport System. A separate vote became light rail. There is nothing fast about light rail, and there's nothing clean about this light rail, and it's not getting people where they really need to go. So, yet, I don't believe this is about transport whatsoever. If they were serious about transport, they would finish the heavy rail and give us zero emission buses, which are made on the Gold Coast. Yay. That's what we're asking for, guys. None of this, put the tram somewhere else, trams. This is old technology and we don't want it. We're not second-rate citizens. We don't settle for second best. And that's it from me.
Thank you.
Okay, we're here with Kylie. Hello, Kylie.
Hello.
You live on the Gold Coast, I take it?
Sure do. I've been at Burleigh and on the Gold Coast for about 25 years.
Yep.
So I've seen a lot of changes throughout that time. This is probably one that concerns me, that they're talking about taking a light rail through our corridor down to the airport. My opinion on it is I believe that the community is going to be better addressed by having a transport that is quicker and more efficient and cost effective. The light rail is certainly not cost effective. The statistics that I'm seeing and reading about are things like from light rail is going to take from Broadbeach to the airport about 70 minutes, when the bus at the moment takes about 22. So that doesn't add up for me. It's also resuming, you know, certain car parks, fronts of properties. We need to have a system, not take a lane away. The traffic is already, I look out my window and the traffic is already bumper to bumper. We don't need to resume another lane just for light rail.
You can imagine how bad it's going to get. Like you said, it's already bad now.
Yes. And going over Burleigh Hill to Talabudra and taking the koala habitat, you know, away. I'm all for community. I'm all for pro, you know, like whatever it has to happen for development for Gold Coast. But I think this development is actually only to give the approvals for developers to go high rises, when I actually believe it's not for the community.
I totally agree with you there, Kylie. Thanks a lot for your time. Have a great day, and thanks for your support. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
No problem.
Okay, bye.
So I'm here with Kath from Save Our Southern Gold Coast. How are you, Kath?
I'm great. It's a fantastic morning. A little bit cooler, a bit of a shower. It was wonderful.
Great. And what are we here for today?
We're here to talk about transport and development on the Gold Coast Highway. We're here to talk about a waste of taxpayers' money. We're here to talk about alternative modes of transport. For instance, you can buy 500 zero-emission buses, enough to service the whole of the Gold Coast, Coomera, Pimpamar, east-west connections to heavy rail, for under $500 million. That equates to 2.23 kilometres of light rail stage 3. We can get whole of Gold Coast City, high frequency, sustainable, flexible, dispatchable transport at $500 million, which is the cost of 2.23 kilometres of light rail stage 3. How does that stack up?
And those buses are made locally too, aren't they?
They certainly are. They're made on the Gold Coast, and we should be supporting the businesses that are here. They are already running these buses on the Gold Coast Highway on the 777 route. Why on earth are we spending this much money on a track in the ground and overhead wires to take people's next to nowhere. Not everybody wants to travel just on the Gold Coast Highway. And it's, you know, we won't have the build, we won't have the destruction. Finish Heavy Rail and give us Zebs.
Absolutely. Well, thanks a lot for your time, Kath.
You're welcome. And everybody, the first Saturday of every month, this is what we do. We will be holding another public forum, and I'm just trying to talk to all the politicians so we get someone turning up to this one, because our politicians, our local representatives, are not standing up for us, and they need to attend.
Absolutely. And where do we meet? We meet at the Pirate Park.
We meet at Pirate Park, 8 a.m, the first Saturday of every month.
Thanks a lot, Kath.
Thank you.
Saturday, and I'm seeing that bumper to bumper traffic.
Don't you remember?
Your favorite radio station, your favorite radio city, the city by the bay, the city that rocks, the city that never sleeps.
Marconi plays the